Here's a thought I'll title Universal Excellence. There is so much going on in photography today, it's just mind-boggling. When I look back at my 50 years in photography and think how much has changed in those 50 years, you just have to scratch your head and say, wow, how did this happen? Isn't this amazing? And what are the consequences of it? If we look back in history, say, 25 years, certainly as recent as 50 years, what separated the masters from the rest of us was their incredible command of craft. Quite simply said, they could do something, they could create something, such stunning prints that the rest of us simply couldn't. As a matter of fact, that's so often why we signed up for their workshops, so that we could learn the tricks of the trade, so that our prints could be as magical as their prints. And of course, one of the things we discovered is it's not always about technology. Sometimes it's about aesthetic and matters of the heart. But that said, a huge part of the difference is also, or at least it was, the technological difference between what they produced and what the rest of us produced. Well, it seems to me the digital workflow has turned that separation into what? Ultimate democratic equity, I would say. It's just not that complicated to make a stunningly good print anymore. And between all the help that we can get from manufacturers and how-to books, add YouTube, add workshops, information is readily available. And so now it doesn't take that long for us to master the craft, even if we're making relatively large prints. Keep in mind, Ansel Adams made mostly 11 by 14s and 16 by 20s. Rarely would he make a print that was larger than that. But yet, at 11 by 14 and 16 by 20, it blew all our socks off. You and I can make 11 by 14 or 13 by 19 and 17 by 22-inch images pretty easily. And nobody has their socks blown off because of those size prints. So when I think about the fact that everyone can master the craft fairly easily today, the next logical question is, what are the consequences of that universal excellence for all of us, for collectors, for the general appreciation of photography? Photography just doesn't have the magic that it once had. I've often used the term priesthood to describe the status that photographers had in the world of photography because they were the initiates. They were on the inside. And they certainly weren't exclusionary. Photographers have been very open about sharing their process. But even though we knew through, for example, Ansel Adams' books, how to make a good print, it was still difficult to do, even though we had been given the inside secrets. Like I say, now it's just not that complicated. And I think there are some interesting consequences as a result of that universal excellence, one of which is the pursuit of size. Because if there's any magic left in photography, it's how to make those giant prints, 42, 44-inch prints, 60-inch prints, etc. And the specialty equipment and handling of those massive prints does take a skill level that's far beyond what all of us normal photographers are able to do. And so that pushes photographers, I think, to pursue larger and larger prints so that they can differentiate themselves and their work from, what, hobbyists or people who are less serious about photography. So that's one consequence. Another consequence of this universality of excellence is that the more and more photographers there are, the fewer there are of places that haven't been photographed. There was a time when Edward Weston was out on Point Lobos, and he was one of the few people out there photographing, and so, wowee, his work was marvelous. Or Ansel Adams in the Sierras. Or historic photographers like Samuel Bourne in India. Find a place on the planet today that hasn't been photographed. And they seem to change on a regular basis. For a while, it was all the rage to go to Nepal. Then it became all the rage to go to Antarctica and Namibia. And I would see lots and lots of workshops going to those places. More recently, it's even more obscure locations like the Faroe Islands. So one of the means to differentiate ourselves from other photographers is to go to more and more exotic locations. I think all of this is, to some degree or another, a function of the universality of excellence. When you can't impress people by the quality of the prints that you make, then you have to find another way to impress people. And that's often by making the kinds of photographs that other people can't make because of extraordinarily expensive equipment. And that's just the world we live in. So it appears as though we basically have two fundamental choices. Either don't pursue the kind of thing that no one else can do, which makes us just part of the crowd of photographers who are doing nice work, or we can pursue something that's different than what everybody else is doing, which might be not only a fascinating thing to explore, but something that we can truly call our own work, instead of just amassing a bunch of images that look like everybody else's images.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.